Good morning, everyone. I'm going to change a little bit subject, and I'm going to present some of the results of a work that we did in Florida. I currently work at Penn State, but I was working until a few months ago in Florida with the University of Florida and with the USDA, and we have been working on anaerobic soil disinfestation, and in this case, I'm going to present something, the result of an experiment, a study that focused more on the effect of ASD on the nutrient cycle. So, beside giving some information on yield and plant response. What is anaerobic soil disinfestation? It's also known as biological soil disinfestation, and is one of the most promising alternative to chemical soil fumigation, and is used for the simultaneous control of soil-borne pathogen, plant parasitic nematodes, and weeds. And usually is applied in three steps, which include incorporating an organic carbon source, so sugar, to feed the microbes. Then cover the soil with a tarp, so we have been using totally impermeable films. And then irrigate the soil to saturation. That doesn't mean to flood the soil, but saturate the top 15-20 centimeters of soil with irrigation. In this project, we have been testing an approach that was developed in Florida using molasses, sugarcane molasses, as a carbon source, and composted poultry litter as a supplementary amendment. And one of the issues we had is that the price of the melassa, the cost of the melassa, increased over the year. And so in this study, one of our objectives was to assess if we could reduce the rate of melassa and compost poultry litter applied. And because that will mean to have lower weed control, we also wanted to test if we could combine ASD with the application of an herbicide. And so I'm going to present, this study was done in two locations, in Moakeley, southwest Florida, and Citra, central north Florida. And I'm going to present only the results from Moakeley. So we had three different main treatment in terms of soil disinfestation. So we had the chemicals of fumigation with Chloropic 60, and then our reference rate of melassa and composted poultry litter that we called ASD1, and half rate of this of the carbon input, of the organic amendment input. And then we had this treatment, herbicide or not, with Sandia. And we choose Sandia because this potentially could have a phytotoxic effect on the crop. And the crop cycle was done, this was done in the fall, so from October 2015 to January 2016. The crop was drip irrigated, and again, the whole purpose of this study was to look at yield, plant growth, but also at the nutrient cycling, what was happening in the soil in terms of nutrient. So here a few pictures of how we apply the treatment. We apply regularly the bottom mix, the fertilizer, and then we form false bed. And on top of those false bed, we apply the organic amendment, both the melassa and the composted poultry litter. Then we tilled everything to a depth of 20 centimeters, and while shaping the bed, while forming the bed, we applied the herbicide Sandia, and right after we laid the plastic, in this case white, with white on top because it was in the fall. Then normally we will apply 5 centimeters, 2 inches of water via drip irrigation. In this case was not necessary because as soon as we finished to lay out the plastic, we had over 2 inches of rain, over 5 centimeters of rain. So that's why you see the soil all wet. But in this picture, you can also see that we installed a lot of suction lysimeter to look at the concentration of nutrient in the soil solution, and also we had custom-made static chamber to assess the emission of nitrous oxide. So The treatment lasted 3 weeks, and after 3 weeks, we punched the plastic and we transplanted the crop. During those 3 weeks, we were monitoring also the redox, soil redox potential, the soil moisture and the soil temperature. This is the time course of the soil redox potential, and you can see that both treatment achieved anaerobic condition, both ASD treatment, while the chemical fumigator control was not affected, and the herbicide didn't have an impact on the level of anaerobicity that we achieved. This is, in this graph, you can see the cumulative redox potential that gives an idea of how much anaerobicity we achieved, and there was no significant difference with or without Sandia, so that was interesting. We did assessment also on the weed coverage, and of course, Sandia helped a lot to control the weeds, and we also see an effect here of the rate of the organic amendment toward the, for the control of the weeds. One of the things I wanted to focus in this presentation is that with this organic amendment, we are applying, we are supplying a lot of nutrients, especially with the melassa, we are applying a lot of potassium, and with the composted poultry litter, we are applying a lot of, well, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And so our concern was, what's going to be to this nutrient? What's going to happen for this nutrient? So we have the soil. We amend the soil with the labile carbon source and with the organic nitrogen. Then we saturate the soil and we tarp the soil. And so we create this anaerobic environment, at least temporarily is an anaerobic environment. And our question is, what's going to happen? We are not going to have the regular process. We have, you know, the regular mineralization process. Is there an issue with denitrification because we don't have oxygen? Is there an issue with the nutrient leaching? So we wanted to assess all these. And we installed this suction lysimeter at 30 centimeter depth, and we were collecting sample at 7, 14, 21 days, and then also throughout the season. I'm just going to show what happened in the first 3 weeks. And basically, you can see here that, for example, for nitrate, surprisingly, the chemical soil fumigated treatment had higher concentration of nitrate in the soil solution versus the ASD treatment, both ASD treatment. While both ASD treatments showed immediately higher level of potassium. This was a 14 days. We don't see any more difference in terms of nitrate between the treatments. The nitrate is still there, but now we see some differences, again, especially for potassium, but also for calcium and magnesium. Both SD treatment had higher level. At the same time, we were taking gas samples from the top of the bed and from the edge of the bed. And what we observed is we were taking sample at day one, day two, and day three, because this is when we have the highest level of anaerobicity. And then we will take sample at punching. And basically from this table, you can see that during the first 3 days, when measuring the nitrous oxide emission from the top of the bed, so on the plastic film, the TIF is basically preventing any emission. But when we punch the plastic, then we have the nitrous oxide probably is accumulated under the bed, under the film, and so we have the highest value, the highest amount of nitrous oxide. And in this case, the chemical soil fumigated control had higher, significantly higher nitrous oxide emission. No effect on the from the herbicide. We also look at the soil nutrient content, so at the moment zero, and then later on, again, in this case, 21 days after treatment application, and then we did this also at the end of the season. And you can see here that increasing the rate of the carbon source, we increased the amount of both phosphorus and potassium, and the lower concentration was found chemicals or fumigated control. We also did some biometric assessment. At 42 days after planting, we start seeing big differences between the plants. And here you can see that the total plant biomass was significantly higher with the ASD treatment, and it was higher with increasing the carbon rate, the amendment rate. And here a few pictures of the plant biomass side by side. You can see ASD1 was much more had much more biomass versus the chemicals of fumigated control. We look also at the plant nutrient accumulation, and here again you could see that all the nutrients were there was an higher content for a higher concentration for all the nutrients in the plants treated with ASD, and increasing the rate will increase the content of nutrients. Also for micronutrients, no effect on the herbicide. We also look at yield. We did three harvests, so this was the first harvest, second harvest, first and second. But the interesting thing is that immediately we saw a difference in terms of marketable yield since the first harvest. So this was the second, first and second together. And then the total harvest. And at the total harvest, basically SD with the half rate was not different from the chemical soil fumigated control, while SD1 was performing better. This was the residual fertility after the harvest, so we saw that there is also some residual fertility that can be exploited probably using a cover crop and using that cover crop as a carbon source, for example, to apply ASD again. So in conclusion, ASD increased soil nutrient content, mainly phosphorus and potassium, increased the risk of potassium leaching, but that's just a potential risk. There is no much risk for phosphorus and nitrogen nitrate, yes, for what we have seen. In this case, ASD decreased nitrous oxide emission compared to chemicals of fumigation. We have seen an improved plant growth and yield, even under low pest and disease pressure. ASD increased plant nutrient accumulation and left some residual fertility. And in general, we can say that in the fall season, ASD with half rate of molasses and composted poultry litter combined with sandia may be the best alternative to chemical soil fumigation because it will assure good weed control, optimal yield, I mean no difference in terms of yield, and also reduced risk of nutrient leaching. And I would like to thank all the people, a lot of people that work and help us in this project, and thank you for. If you have a question, I will be happy to answer. Sorry?
Did you say that phosphorus leaching was not likely to be a problem?
So the question is if phosphorus leaching is a problem or not. Potentially it can be a problem, but from the data that we collected with the suction lysimeter, it was not a concern. Potassium was more a concern than phosphorus. But that's something that it really depends from the rate of composted poultry litter that you are applying.